Hi, this is Brian Wilson. Frank Brindle is a real estate agent with RE/MAX Allegiance, and for over 25 years, Frank has been serving the real estate needs of his clients in the D.C. metro area. It's my sincere pleasure to introduce Frank through this Q&A series so you can hear from him and gain firsthand insight on local real estate from the expert. You'll soon hear for yourself why I trust Frank. Well, let's get into the real nuts and bolts of this, because I want to know. Okay. I mean, I always hear bathrooms and kitchens. So do you upgrade your bathrooms and kitchens? Is that always worth the investment, or is it not?
Kitchens and bathrooms will usually give you monies back that you put in. Will it give you more than that? Not necessarily. But those are the two major areas that people focus on. Now, if the rest of the house is trashed, will improving a kitchen and bathroom help you? No, you either have to go to one extreme, improve everything, or improve nothing. You might make more money by not improving anything and selling it as is.
Really? Now, that's an idea that most people don't consider.
Exactly.
So you got to work through all that stuff. And at the end of the day, when you put the thing on the market, everybody sort of has to know what the plan is, and everybody has to be in agreement on the plan. One of the things that I like about you is you have a very, soft and easy way of helping people come to decisions. And you sort of say, look, here are some facts, and here's some things you should consider, and we can do this or we can do that, but here's what you're in for. And it just takes a little while. And generally, do you find that given enough information, people come to a conclusion, they're in agreement?
They come to a conclusion. It might be to wait. It might be to wait until the market improves, where the economy will help them in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. That's not a problem. If they have the time.
Right.
What we don't want to do is portray unreasonable expectations that the client will hope for and then be disappointed in the future.
And I wonder, because I think some realtors do that. They
come absolutely.
And they promise you the world just to get the deal. But then ultimately nothing happens, and the people get frustrated, and you have to keep bringing the price down and down and down until you find that the what should have been the original price point.
Exactly. And I call that buying the listing. There are a lot of agents that's their business plan. I don't do that. I'd rather work with less clients, savvy people that understand what's going on, and help them with their goals.
Thank you, Frank, for sharing your extensive knowledge with us. And for more great tips from Frank Prindle, please visit itrustfrank.com.